All right, so you're trying to find some reliable suppliers for custom steel parts in Vietnam. And I think we can all agree just doing a bunch of searches online can feel a little bit, well, risky.
Yeah, definitely risky.
So what we want to do today is help you cut through some of that and give you a much more focused strategy to identify some truly high-quality partners over there in Vietnam.
For sure, and you've pulled together a great set of starting points here, looking at these organizations inside Vietnam that go way beyond just sort of searching the web and hoping for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to look specifically at how the Vietnamese government and these trade associations in Vietnam can be really valuable resources in your search. This isn't just finding a dusty old list somewhere. This is about actually building some confidence in who you might end up working with.
Absolutely.
So think of this as equipping yourself with some of that insider knowledge
Yeah.
to really navigate this landscape effectively.
Yeah, great way to think about it.
So where should we begin?
Well, I think a good place to start, based on all this information you've put together, is the Vietnam Steel Association, or VSA.
Okay, it's a VSA.
Yeah, and they really do act as a central point for anybody who wants to do business with the Vietnamese steel industry.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, the VSA is kind of like the nexus
Yeah, I think so.
that brings together the people who are making the steel
Yeah.
and then the distribution networks that get it out to the rest of the world.
Exactly. And I think it's really important for your listeners to know that the VSA, they're not going to say, like, hey, this is the best company over here. You should work with them.
Yeah, it's not like a Michelin star or
No,
anything, right?
endorsements.
Okay.
It's really about giving you the information so that you can make that decision yourself.
So almost like a curated list
Yeah,
of the
exactly.
key players, so you don't
Yeah.
have to do quite as much digging online.
Exactly.
And now here's where it gets really interesting. I think your research pointed to a couple of specific VSA members as examples of these major players in the Vietnamese steel industry.
Yeah, that's
I mean, we're
right.
talking about like the big leagues here.
Yeah, the top tier.
So, for example, there's the Hoa Phat Group. These guys are huge. They're Vietnam's largest steel producer, and they make everything from construction steel to pipes.
Wow, that's a big operation.
I know. And if you want to check them out directly, you can go to hofat.com/VASVATANN NT2.
All right, I'll make a note of that.
So, when you see a name like Hoa Phat associated with the VSA, what does that tell you?
Well, right away I'm thinking, okay, this is a company that's got some serious scale. They've been around for a while and, they must be meeting some pretty high standards to be listed there.
It's a really good signal.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, another one that came up was the Formosa Hatin Steel Corporation.
Okay.
And what's interesting about them is they're a major foreign invested producer.
Oh.
So, again, huge facilities.
Got it.
And I think for our listener out there, that piece about foreign investment, that might be something that catches their eye.
Wise.
Well, a lot of times when you see foreign investment, it means they're adhering to those international norms and, maybe even some stricter quality control measures
That makes sense.
because they're used to dealing with that global market.
Right. They know what international clients expect.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And their website is FASS.com, SWEEF.com.VN, if you want to jot that down.
Okay, FESS.
Okay. And then the last one of these major players that we wanted to highlight is the Vietnam Steel Corporation, or VN Steel.
Okay, VN Steel.
And these guys are state-owned, which is interesting. And they have a really big footprint in both production and distribution.
Okay, so what should we be thinking about when we see a state-owned enterprise on this list?
Well, I think the first thing is that a state-owned enterprise usually plays a pretty big role in their national economy, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
So often that means stability,
Right.
significant capacity.
Okay.
But it also might mean that they operate a little bit differently
Okay.
than a private company.
Sure.
And I think that's something to just keep in mind as you go through the process.
All right, good to know.
And their website is vnsteel.vn.
Got it.
All right, so we've got these names, we've got these major players, they're all members of the VSA.
Yeah.
How do you actually use this information? Like, what's the practical first step here for our listener?
Well, the first thing I would do is head over to the VSA website. That's versoDSAOAM.com/VON
Okay.
and look for their member directory.
Okay, so you find the directory, and then what?
Then you want to start clicking on the profiles of some of these potential suppliers and really look at what their capabilities are.
Okay.
What kind of steel parts do they specialize in? What's their production capacity?
Okay.
Do they mention anything about experience with custom orders or working with international clients?
So it's really using that online research to start narrowing down your list.
That's exactly.
And I think it's worth mentioning, too, that you shouldn't be afraid to reach out to the VSA directly.
Oh, for sure.
They actually provide their email address. It's info@visisa.com, 411, that's IFEVEN, and their phone number, which is +84 243823 3776.
Okay.
So why is it a good idea to make that direct contact early on?
Well, I think it gives you a chance to see how responsive they are and, you know, how professional they are right from the beginning.
Right. So you're kind of getting a feel for, are these people easy to work with?
Exactly. And if you send them a really clear and well thought out message about what your specific needs are, that can help you figure out pretty quickly if they're a good fit for you.
Okay. So the VSA seems like a pretty crucial starting point.
Yeah, absolutely.
But your research also pointed to another organization that could be really helpful here.
Okay.
The Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or VCCI.
All right, the VCCI.
Now, how does the VCCI play into finding steel suppliers?
Well, the VCCI is a little bit different. They have a broader focus. You know, they support all sorts of different industries in Vietnam, including manufacturing.
Right.
Which, of course, steel parts are a part of. Yep. And just like the VSA, they're not in the business of saying, hey, this particular company is the best.
Right.
But they do have some great resources for connecting businesses together.
And the two that really jumped out from your research were their business directory and all the networking events they put on.
Exactly.
So how can our listener use those?
Well, the business directory is great because it lets you expand your search beyond just companies that are solely focused on steel.
Oh, okay.
So you might find manufacturers who do other things that are related, or even companies that use a lot of steel in their own products.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they have some in-house capabilities to make custom parts.
So you're sort of casting a wider net.
Yeah.
Because you never know where that perfect partner might come from.
That's right.
And what about those networking events, you know, the trade fairs, the seminars, things like that?
Yeah, those are great because they give you a chance to actually meet people face to face.
Right. Put a name to a face.
Right. Exactly. You can ask detailed questions, get a sense of, you know, how professional they are, how knowledgeable they are.
So it's almost like going beyond those online profiles.
Yeah, for sure.
Is having those conversations, seeing who shows up, getting a feel for how they operate.
Absolutely. And I think that human element can tell you a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, beyond the directory and the events, the VCCI also has people who work there who have a really good understanding of how business works in Vietnam.
Okay.
So even though they won't specifically recommend one supplier over another,
right,
they can give you some general insights into what's happening in the manufacturing landscape.
Okay.
Or maybe even point you towards some sectors that you might not have thought about.
So it's almost like having a consultant there to help you.
Yeah, in a way.
Awesome. So how do you tap into all this? How do you access these VCCI resources?
Well, you're just like the VSA. They have a website. It's vcca.com/VOEN.
All right. Easy enough.
So that's a good place to start. You can search their business directory using keywords that are relevant to steel manufacturing or custom parts.
Okay.
And see what comes up.
Ah.
And they should also have information on their website about upcoming events, so you can look for a calendar or an announcements section.
Got it. And if you want to reach out to the VCCI directly, their email address is vcg@vcc.com/AVN.
Okay.
And their phone number is +84 243574 2161.
All right, make a note of that.
So between the VSA and the DCCI, you've got two really solid avenues for finding those custom steel parts suppliers in Vietnam.
Yeah, I think that's a good start.
Now, what's the next step once you've identified some promising leads through these associations?
Well, that's when it's time to really engage with those companies directly. Whether you found them through the VSA or the VCCI, reaching out in the right way is so important.
So what are some of the things our listeners should keep in mind when making that first contact?
Well, I think the most important thing is to be prepared. You know, have a really clear and concise message that outlines exactly what you need.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, you want to tell them what kind of steel parts you're looking for, what quantities you need, and if you have any specific technical details or drawings, you can share those too.
So basically, the more information you can provide up front,
yeah, exactly,
the better they can assess whether they're a good fit.
Exactly. A vague message is much less likely to get you a detailed or helpful response back.
Right. It's almost like you're not serious.
Yeah. And being specific shows that you've done your homework.
And it lets those suppliers quickly see if they can meet your requirements.
Makes sense.
Your research also mentioned something about sticking to those official contact channels, like the website's contact form or the email addresses and phone numbers they provide.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, think about it. If you go through those official channels, it makes sure your inquiry ends up with the right people.
Uh-huh.
And you're more likely to get a professional and timely response.
Right.
And it also helps to create a formal record of all your communication, just in case you need it later.
Good.
Now, what happens if you don't hear back right away? How long should you wait before you follow up?
I think a week is a reasonable time frame.
Okay.
If you haven't heard anything by then, it's totally fine to send a polite follow-up message.
Right.
Sometimes emails get lost or they get sent to the wrong place.
Yeah. Things happen.
Exactly. So a gentle reminder can just make sure that your message was received and that they're thinking about it.
Okay. So we've covered how to leverage the VSA and the VCCI.
Mm-hmm.
But what about government agencies? What role do they play in all of this?
Well, I think it's important to remember that government agencies in Vietnam, they have a different job than those trade associations.
Okay.
Their main focus is to regulate and support the industries,
oh,
not to recommend specific suppliers.
So you're not going to find like a government-approved vendor list?
No, not really.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that they're not a valuable source of information.
Right. They might not be handing out gold stars.
Exactly. But they are the ones who set the rules of the game. So you can often find information about things like compliance and certifications, which can be a huge help when you're doing your due diligence.
Right, because you want to make sure you're working with someone who's playing by the rules.
Absolutely.
Now, your research highlighted a few key government resources that we should mention.
Okay, which ones?
Well, the first one is the Ministry of Industry and Trade, or MOIT.
All right, MOIT.
Now, what kind of information might our listener find useful there?
Well, MOIT is the big picture, guys. You know, they're in charge of industrial policy.
Okay.
So while they might not have a list of specific suppliers, they do publish reports and other information about the steel sector.
Uh-huh.
And that can give you a lot of valuable context and insights into the industry as a whole.
So it's like understanding the lay of the land.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can also get a sense of the key trends that are shaping the industry.
Okay, great. Another agency that you mentioned was Vietnam Customs.
Right.
Now, how can their data be helpful in evaluating potential suppliers?
Well, Vietnam Customs keeps track of everything that gets imported and exported.
Right. So it's all going through them.
Exactly. And while it might not be super easy to get detailed company-specific data,
okay,
they do publish some general information about export trends and volumes.
Uh-huh.
And that can give you a better sense of which companies are actively shipping steel products overseas.
So it's sort of a way to see who's already experienced in dealing with that global market.
Exactly.
And that could be a good indicator of their capacity to handle your orders.
That's right.
Okay. And then the last government resource that you mentioned was the local departments of planning and investment.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of information do they have?
So these local departments, they handle business registration and compliance at the city or provincial level.
Okay.
So you can usually verify if a company is legally registered to do business.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you can find records of any compliance issues they might have had in the past.
Okay. So it's like a background check.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really important because you want to make sure you're dealing with a legitimate operation.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like government agencies might not hand you a short list of preferred suppliers.
Right.
But they do give you some really powerful tools for checking the legitimacy and the compliance of those companies that you found through the VSA and the VCCI.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, getting that complete picture.
Using different perspectives.
Exactly. You know, use the industry associations to find potential partners and then the government agencies to make sure that they're legit.
That's a really smart strategy.
So let's summarize all this for our listener.
Okay, sounds good.
If you're serious about finding reliable custom steel parts suppliers in Vietnam, your first stop should be the Vietnam Steel Association, or VSA.
Right.
And the Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or VCCI.
Yep.
Their directories and networking events are a great way to connect with potential partners. And while they don't make specific recommendations, you can bet that their members are often the biggest and most well-established players in the Vietnamese steel industry.
For sure.
So definitely check out their websites, visa.com, vadobojil.com, .vaenn, and vcchi.com, .vaen.
Good advice.
Once you've got a few promising candidates, don't hesitate to reach out to them directly.
Uh-huh.
Have those detailed inquiries ready.
Yep.
Use those official contact channels.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't hear back right away, don't be afraid to follow up politely.
Makes sense.
Now remember, even though government agencies won't tell you who to work with,
right,
Resources like the Ministry of Industry and Trade Vietnam Customs and the local departments of planning and investment,
yeah,
they can be super helpful for double-checking the legitimacy and the compliance of those companies.
And don't forget about their export experience.
Right. Really important.
Especially if you're not based in Vietnam.
Exactly.
You want to make sure they're comfortable with international shipping and all of that.
So as you're going through this process, remember to start with those associations.
Yeah, yeah.
Use those government resources to verify everything.
Mm-hmm.
And always, always prioritize clear communication and thorough due diligence.
I love it. That's great advice.
Thanks. So as we wrap up here, I want to leave our listener with something to think about.
Okay, shoot.
You know, we've talked about all these official channels and verifications and all that.
Right.
But what are some of those less obvious signals?
Mm.
That might tell you that a custom steel parts supplier in Vietnam is really top-notch.
That's a good question.
You know, maybe think about their online presence beyond just a basic website.
Okay.
Are they active on any industry-specific platforms?
Right.
Do they have case studies or testimonials from international clients that they're willing to share?
I like that.
I think looking at those less formal signals,
yeah,
in addition to everything else we talked about,
uh-huh,
can give you an even deeper understanding of their capabilities and their reliability.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point to end on.
All right. So until next time, happy sourcing, everyone.
Good luck.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive.